Okay, everyone says, Zechen Nishmas Daniel Shehina Basar Yeshua followed. Okay, a couple of things. First, the beginning of the week, we should have a sign-up sheet for Shabbos Zohar. I want to encourage everyone to stay for Shabbos Zohar. It's a very nice Shabbos. We eat together Friday night. We have a Shalosh Shudas together. And we give a packet of Shalosh Shudas. So, it's a lot of... A lot of things. Okay, so that's the first thing. And then we'll talk about Purim, but let's first talk about Shabbos Zohar. Purim, we usually have our own Megillah reading here in this Beis Medrash at night, at the night reading. It's a very nice, Rabbi Rothberger usually comes and reads the Megillah. It's a nice reading. It's nice for the... right, but that's in the middle of... When is Purim? It's a... Tuesday night?
Monday night.
Oh, it's Tuesday?
Tuesday?
Okay. Okay. But first we should do Shabbos Zohar. We should be here. It's a nice time to be here for Shabbos together with the Shir. It's a nice opportunity. And you're always welcome to come for Shabbos. I want to encourage people to come more often for Shabbos, because this Shabbos we're not going to be here. We have a simcha, but in general, it's a nice time to be together on Shabbos in general. You know, so please let me know when you're here for Shabbos in general. But for Shabbos Zohar, please let Ilan or Max know. And we'll keep a list. And
I'm going to put a list at the front of Rebbe's desk.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so we've been talking about the Shaila of Te'ima B'tainis, and we made a chiluk between a Tainis Tzibur and a Tainis Yochid, that... that you can be Toeim until a revius, but Yom Kippur and Tisha B'av you shouldn't, because they're more chomer. Tainis Yachid, we assume that it's more kal. So there is there's a famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah about on page 14, the Mishnah says, Al Shisha Chadashim Ashluchim Yotzim. Right, on 6 months, 6 months out of the year, the shluchim would go out to tell you when Rosh Chodesh is. Because, you know, Rosh Chodesh is a nice thing, but the main thing about Rosh Chodesh is that if there's Pesach in the month, then you don't want to mess up Pesach. You know, Rosh Chodesh itself, it's good to know when Rosh Chodesh is, so you daven Musa for that. But the main thing of knowing Rosh Chodesh is that you know, if you don't know where Chodesh is, then you don't know where Pesach is. And then you could be eating chametz on Pesach. That's not good. So there are 6 months that are very significant. Nisan, b'pnei ha-Pesach. Av, b'pnei ha-Tainis. You have to know when Tisha B'Av is. So that's why you have to know when Rosh Chodesh is. Al Elul, you have to know when Elul is. Because you have to know when the Zman starts. No, you have to know when Elul is. Because... because then you'll know when Rosh Hashanah is. Well, my Rosh Hashanah, Al Tishrei, and Tishrei you have to know because of Sukkot and all the other things, Yom Kippur, Kislev, and Chanukah, Adar, and Purim. Kshaya Beis HaMikdash, Kayam, Yotzim, Afal, Iyar, Mibnei Pesach Kot. It's Pesach Sheni. So the question is, but what about all the other Taneis? Don't you have to know in Tammuz is, Veshivos HaBetammuz? And Asara B'Tavis. So the Gemara says, you're right, but the Gemara says that on page 15 that really the Gemara has like this, that the fasts, you know, like Shiva Asara B'Tamas, Asara B'Tavis, all these fasts when there's no Beis HaMikdash and the government is making edicts against the Jewish people, so then all the fasts are obligatory. But if there's no Beis HaMikdash, but there's no edicts either, then the fasts are optional. Except we accept it upon ourselves to fast. But they're really, Ratzu Masanim, Ratzu Ein Masan. The Gemara says, what about Tisha B'Av? So Tisha B'Av is because there's so many tzaras happened on Tisha B'Av that we, we're machmer on Tisha B'Av. Even though, it's a machlokas, as Rav Shechter pointed out, whether Tisha B'Av is also Ratzu Masanim or not. But, Tisha B'Av anyway, we're machmer. So since the fasts of Shivos HaBatam, since we don't have a base of Mikdash, but there are no edicts against the Jewish people, so therefore it's Rasu Masanim, Rasu Einim Masanim, and we accept it upon ourselves as a chova, but it's really an option. So therefore it's not so important that the shluchim go out. If we get it the wrong day, so it's not the end of the world. Oh. Oh, so let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch here in Tov Kuf Nun on page 16. He says, "B'Shabbos Kodem Latzom," the Shabbos before the fast day, "Machrish Shliach Tzibur Hatzom." So the Shliach Tzibur, makes an announcement. This Tuesday is a fast day. Chutz mitisha b'av b'tzom kippur, b'tzom purim. Except for three fasts that he doesn't machris. And that is Tisha B'Av he doesn't machris, Yom Kippur he doesn't machris, and Tainis Esther he doesn't machris. V'simnach akaf alof pihu. That's the, you muzzle your mouth. So the Chof is Kippur, the Pes is Purim, and Av. The what? Av, right, Av. Av, Kippur, Purim. So those you don't. And the Ramah says, Minhag Ashkenazim shelo hachris shub echad mehem. And the minhag of the Ashkenazim is not to machris anything. So again, Mechaber says you machris except for Akaval of Piyu. And the Ramah says you're not machris anything, no announcements. So I remember many years ago, I think the first year I was in Rav Shechter's shir, he said he gave the shir on Tzom Gedalia in the early 80s. So he says, what's the inyan of machris, not machris? So he wanted to say, and I think it's based on the Gra. Look at the Gra. Minag kedvar kiblo alayim. The shir was like this. When we accepted the fast days, like Yom Kippur, we don't have to accept. That's a chova. And Tainis Esther is a chova. And Tisha B'Av is a chova, but the other ones are Ratzu Mitzanim, and we accept it upon ourselves. So what's the pshat? Is it that we accept it upon ourselves one time in the beginning of when the Beis Hamikdash, the second Beis Hamikdash, we accept it upon ourselves? What is the pshat that every year we're supposed to have a Kabbalah's Tainus? So Rav Shechter thought the pshat in the Hachraza is like that they make a Misha Beirach, that if a person who's going to fast, like when you make Misha Beirach in the shul for Bahab, and then people answer Amen, so that's like a Kabbalah's Tainus. So Rav Shechter wanted to say that the Pshat is like this, that the Mechaber Shita is that you're supposed to be, there's fast that are Ratzu Masanim, Ratzu Einim Masanim, like that are optional, like Shivos HaBatamos, Asar HaBateves, Tzom Gedalia, all those fasts, so you have to Mekabel every year. Every year you're Mekabel again. So it's sort of, whereas the Ramah Shita is, no. Like that's what the Vilna Gaon says, the Kvar Kiblu Aleihem. They were Mekabel already, so you don't have to be Mekabel them again. There was the Ratzu Masanim, but we Mekabel, 1,000 years ago we were Mekabel. So Rav Shechter thought like this, that that according to the Mechaber, the fasts are like a tainus yochid, that you have to be mekabel. Meaning the fasts of Shivos HaBetamuz and Asar HaBetavis, etc. So that's why you have the Hachraza. And according to the Ramah, no, like the Gronson, you're mekabel already. So he says that according to the Mechaber, he's treating those fasts like a tainus yochid. And according to the Ramah, he's treating like a tainus tzibur. And Rav Shechter thought it's l'shitaso, because the machloikis that we had in the previously, where the ti'im is mutter on a fast day, right? We saw that the Mechaber says that ti'im is mutter. So he says that's Mechaber l'shitaso, because since you have to be Mechaber the tainus, so we assume that you only Mechaber l'achila and not ti'ima. And the Ramah, who says Yesh Machmirin, is l'shitaso, because he holds you're not Mechaber even the fasts of Rotsu Musanin, and Memela, since you're not Mechabel, then they all have a din of a tainus tzibur, and the tainus tzibur is not totally in Kabbalah, so therefore it's not a din like Tosa says, it's not a din that you're Mechabel, so you only Mechabel certain things, so everything's asa, so Hana is also asa. One second. What did you say?
Okay. Like 2,000 years ago when they're in the Kabbalah, they were after the Kabbalah.
Right.
Oh, what? They weren't in the Kabbalah more than they're in the Kabbalah now, right?
So they were Mechaber. If you hold it, you mean like the Mechaber holds you Mechaber. Right. Right.
So the
question is, what are you Mekabel? You see, if you don't have to be Mekabel, Rav Shechter's word is, if you don't have to be Mekabel, so then everything is us, sir. Meaning, everything meaning in the Achila realm. I'm not talking about the...
Why are we making this difference?
Because they were only Mekabel, in other words, like the Ramban says, they were only Mekabel... They weren't Mekabel Leilu Kiyomo, they weren't Mekabel Hei Nuyim, not everyone agrees to.
Those even
right, so that's the question. So if you hold them that they were, in other words, once they were Mekabel, so does it become like a tiny Tzibur? Or do we say no? Because every year you read Mekabel, so then it's like a tiny Yachik. And therefore the Nafkamina is, if you have to Mekabel again every year, then we say Achil Shtiyah Kabilele and Ano Lo Kabilele. That was his word. And he said on Tzom Gedalia many, many years ago.
That
he wants to say that these two Mechaber Ramos are only Shitasa. I don't know if you have to say this way, but it's a possibility. Yeah.
I think the Mechaber saying by the point because they were already Kiblu Bekim.
Yeah.
They were
yeah, yeah, okay. So that's the... Right. So that's what he thought. Yeah, what did you want to say?
So how does Tainus Esther fall into... Is it different than Tishon and Kippur?
Well, Tainus Esther is not part of the Tzomos. Ratzu Masanim, Ratzu Einu Masanim is on the Tzomos for the Churban HaBayis. And therefore the question is, once they rebuilt the Bayis... So, you know, what's the status? Do they have to fast again and buy a sheni? And that was the whole thing. But Tainus Esther is not part of the Churban HaBayis, so that wouldn't be part of this discussion. Okay, that was his idea here. Okay. Then one more thing. We were doing the... Chacham Tzvi yesterday, right? So the, I think the Kashuk Lover also points out that the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Has a discussion of this on page 25. Look at the Gimel. It says, "Chol zek sheish kezayis bechatichas chamid zu shematzur toch haPesach." Amam ein bo kezayis lo yivarach al biura. V'sheish omrim shepachos bekezayis chamid zayin tzorch levaro. Kim kvar grit lo kol haPesach. Yesh pachos v'dreim shalom levarach al biura pachos bekezayis chamid. Shekol savik brachos lahak. So he says that what? That the only time you have to mevar chamid is if it's a kezayis. But if it's not a kezayis, you don't have to. So I believe the Kashuk Lover quotes that Alter Rebbe. I mean, that's the Gemara speaks about that the Pirurim are B'teili V'lo Chashivi. Okay, we'll have to see where he. I think one of the truths he quoted. Okay, but that's the main thing I wanted to talk to you was that that L'shitaso between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Okay, so Rav Moshe, we officially finished this packet. There's one more packet on Rechitza, so I think that's Chaf Hei. So I think what we should do is we should do packet Chaf Hei, and then we'll start Chazara. So we'll do packet Chaf Hei, and then Chavav is already Sicha. Chavav Chazayin is Sicha, Chav Ches is Nilas HaSandal, etc. So Bez Hashem Sunday will continue Srara, still Srara, and then probably sometime during the week we'll finish Bez Hashem Chav Hei, and then we'll start Chazara. Okay, so then we'll take a 2-minute break and then we'll start Chumash.